the most beautiful sound you can think of.
Very ethereal.
If you close your eyes, you have no idea what it is that you're listening to.
If you've ever been at all restless at the dinner table, you might recognize these eerie, magical sounds. They're coming from the rims of ordinary drinking glasses, and James Denver Gary has become very good at playing them.
Basically, you just have these glasses, which are attached quite firmly to a base, and if you moisten your finger and rub the rim of a glass, you get a tone.
It wasn't easy finding just the right glasses. Armed with a tuning fork and a pitcher of water, James Gary descended upon a local department store. To the amazement of the shoppers, he methodically listened to the pitch of glass after glass. Hundreds of glasses later, he selected 1.5 octaves worth.
The glasses are of various kinds, and in general, the higher pitch glasses are smaller, and the larger, bold glasses do produce a somewhat lower tone. You just can raise or lower the pitch by adding water to the container. So if you, the more water you add, the lower the pitch. It does take a little practice for most people. And some glasses are harder to play than others. So they're not all the same. And you have to kind of treat each one individually as you go along. And some require a little more effort, or a little less effort, or a little special approach in order to get the tone that you want.
People have been playing musical glasses for over 300 years. Ben Franklin invented a more sophisticated version of them called the glass harmonica. Mozart, among others, composed works for them. At the 1982 Mozart Festival of Alameda, James Gary performed Mozart's Adagio for Musical Glasses.
Before we start, I just want to, the program does not list the violinists, but Dorlin Poirier and Eloise McCain are playing the notes that this does not go down to, so. Naturally, if you say you're going to play some musical glasses, that sounds like a rather frivolous thing to be doing, and it would be easy to dismiss. However, although it's a strange thing to do, it's no stranger than any other instrument if you come right down to it. I mean, if you take a little metal tube and put some holes in it, I mean, that's kind of silly, and no sillier than this, I guess.
To think that you could do something else with glasses other than drink the contents. I'm going to go home and start playing with the glasses now.
Run to your cupboards, America.
For National Public Radio, this is Jenna Allison in Alameda, California.